Hi. What's wrong with my ears? I knew it was a bad idea to leave. I said as much, but did I listen? No, of course I didn't. I had to go see for myself, like always. An elf getting lost in the forest is embarrassing. Well, they'll be having a good laugh when I get back. Good job. Now you're talking to yourself, and this human is staring at you like you're crazy or something. Well, you're not very convincing when you have an expression like that on your face. Just saying. But thanks anyway. I thought humans were all cruel and rude and obsessed with owning things. Well, that's a stupid question. Why did you leave your mommy's womb? To see the world with my own eyes, obviously. And well, here I am, seeing the world, as they say. Lot of good that did me. I'm sorry. It's just not what I expected, you know? You're the first human I've met in 2 days. I just. And it's like. Is that it? You're just like the elves. Minus the pointy ears, of course. And the grace, agility, intelligence, skills in bed. Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm not very good at this, am I? Truth is. Talking with you has been refreshing. I love how blunt and honest you are compared to the elves. And not that I would know, but I'm sure your skills in bed aren't half bad. Right? All they do is circle around with fancy words, never saying what they really think. It's so frustrating. It's one of the reasons I left, really. Wait, humans are like that too? Damn. Is that why you're out here in the woods? All by yourself? Don't you get lonely? Less than you used to back home. Well, I guess I know what you mean by that. And besides, I'm here now, and I'm gonna keep you company. Take that, loneliness. By the way, do you have a camp or something? My feet are getting tired, and it's gonna get dark soon. I suppose I could follow you. You're not gonna lead me somewhere creepy, right? Feels good to be off my feet. And hey, you have a pretty nice setup here. A fire, some logs to sit on, a nice quiet lake to listen to, and this comfy blanket. And not to mention the view. Oh, the view. That does look like a full moon. Oh, but nothing, nothing. Never mind about that. What were you saying? Yeah. I get you. Yeah. Sorry. I'm. A little distracted. Okay, I'm a moon elf, and it's a full moon. Which means I get horny. Really fucking horny. I was gonna go wait it out somewhere else, but honestly, I lost track of time. It's not too bad. I would just, masturbate a lot. But now that you're here, I might not have to. I bet you've never had a pretty elf girl squirming like this next to you before, huh? Look at how wet my fingers are. Oh. Okay, so here's the deal. I know we just met, but I already like you a hell of a lot more than any of the idiots I knew back at home. I won't be able to control myself, and to be honest, I really, really want you to fuck me right now. So, can we just skip all the bullshit and get on with it? Yeah. Oh. Well, there you go. I knew you had it in you. Let's see what you got down here. Holy shit. You really are nothing like the elves after all. Let's see how hard we can get you. Fuck. It looks even better than it feels. I just stopped. It feels so nice in my mouth. It's so different. It tastes nice too. Much better than any elf cock. I might stay here just to have this every day. Wouldn't you let me suck you like this every day? Yeah, you would. How about this? Do you like my tight little throat? You're close, aren't you? I can feel you throbbing. Just give it to me. Just bait my tight little elf throat with your gum. Fuck. You made my eyes water. It came so much I was afraid I wouldn't be able to swallow it all. I'm not a single drop wasted though, see? Come down here with me on the blanket. Look who got all excited, taking control all of a sudden. Well, I'm on the ground and you're above me. What's next? Yeah, that's it right there. Yes. Kiss me on the neck. Just pull my dress up a bit. Yes. Just like that. Oh, yeah. You're such a good human, aren't you? Such a good boy. Yeah. Take my nipple into your mouth. Listen, yeah. Yes. Yes. Come on, go down. Down further. Yeah. Oh, look at you licking me all over. Yes. Yes, all over. All over my thighs. But not. Fuck. Stop teasing me. I'm dripping all over the blanket. Just fuck me with your tongue already. What? Yes, your tongue is more graceful than any elf. Just. Just. Get on with it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're making me come. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fuck! Where did you stop? Why? Come on. Just let me come, please. Please. You wanna take me from behind? On my knees. Fine. Here. Like this, master? Look at how it's dripping for you. Will you be good to me, master? Please? Yeah. That feels so nice. Your cock against me. Against my wet little pussy. Just it in already. I need it in me. My tight wet con is aching for your cock. Aching to be fucked. Please. Please, master. Please. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's going in. Yes. Can't you go faster? Oh, faster, faster, please go faster. Oh, you promised you would fuck me. You promised. I'm begging you, please. Please just fuck me like you promised. Please, please, please. Oh. You made me wait so fucking long for this. Bow me harder, master. Will you be my master? Yeah? Please? I can be your moon elf slut. Just keep fucking me like this. Yeah. Will you come inside me like I'm a proper little slut? Yeah? Yeah? Please come inside me. You're gonna come and slap me. I'm getting close. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Come and slap me. Come and slap me. Mark me. Mark me with your seed, and I'll be your pointy-eared little fuck toy forever. I guess the outside world wasn't such a disappointment after all. If all humans are like you, maybe you should introduce me to some of your friends. I think we get along just fine. Oh, I'm kidding. I promised I'd be your little moon elf slut, didn't I? Oh, you're the only human who gets to fuck me. Well, yeah. Did you know, if an elf bonds with a human, the human will share eternal life with the elf? Would you like that? Would you like me to be your pointy-eared little fuck toy forever?